Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
Now, beloved Irish actor and gem of Westmeath, Mary McAvoy, joins me this morning. She can add calendar curl to her list of achievements.
I forgot to bring it in. Somebody bring it in.
Oh, for goodness, I was looking forward to seeing that.
Yeah.
And you're Miss October, Mary McAvoy.
Yes.
Which is out now. Good morning. What is the calendar about?
The calendar is from a gym called Body Empowerment in Adamstown, Delvin. It's literally a gym in a field. And a group of us got together to do a calendar to raise money for the Irish Cancer Society. And I miss October. And you can, you know, and it's I know it's we're into the new year, but it's only, you know, it's only a little bit.
Yeah,
into
I don't
new
have a calendar yet. Actually.
Oh, well, you can put that one up.
Plenty
there.
Of us are.
Yeah,
sort
it's
of,
yeah. completely inappropriate. But anyway, sure. Doesn't
Is
matter.
It inappropriate?
No, it's not really inappropriate. But you know, it's very hard to discuss because nowadays we have to be very careful about sexism and everything else. So you have to be very careful.
Well, it's nude-ish women.
Not really nude. There's one.
Actually,
there's
I'm
one.
Getting it here now.
There's one bowled one there in the nude. And then the rest of us are relatively
covered.
Yeah,
no, that's people are very well covered
yes,
up here.
Yeah.
Now,
but everybody's.
Back, I have to go to October. Do I have to find you?
No, I'm there. You see him down in the corner there. You don't have to open it. I see it there.
Oh, down, I see the yes, you're lifting scarf. A weight and you've got a big purple thing right across. You're kind of like a Roman empress.
Of course. I mean, why not?
That's the look you're rocking.
Yeah.
There.
And it was, I miss October because I turned 70 in October. So
oh,
that's what I got the thing saying, you know. So Frank and I had great chats outside about what it's like to be. In the 70s. So it's
oh, yeah, yeah. Septuagenarian. Yeah.
Septuagenarian.
Did you probably think about it in the whole year running up to it?
No, I'm treating the year after my birthday as like the Queen's Jubilee or the Silver Jubilee. Oh, so right. It's an entire year. An entire year of celebrations, darling. Yes, we're going to do lots and lots and lots of things over the year. No, but it is scary. And I mean, you were talking there about the age and getting old and all that kind of thing. And when you do say those words, I am 70 years of age. It can be really kind of daunting. You have to kind of just kind of pull yourself back and say, keep going to the gym, keep, you know, don't,
yeah.
because.
That's a kind of a good warning in your head, is it?
It is. Well, it is, but it's kind of, you have to fight the ageism in your own head as well. Do you know what
true.
I mean?
It's true.
Because you can, you know, like I want to start running again and I'm kind of going, but you're 70, Mary, you can't be running. And of course, why not? Do you know,
reason.
I mean, I might run very slowly, but I always ran very slowly. So, yeah. But it's just, it's a kind of a thing, you know, and then you kind of think, you know, oh, I must do that now. That'd be lovely to do that one day. And I'm kind of going, Mary, you're 70. You better do it quick. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. So
because
you're kind of shutting yourself down all the time.
Yeah, like
it's going to,
you know,
everything's
you always
going to be
think
too late.
You have that luxury of time. Do you know? But having said that, like there's people, you know, dying in accidents and whatever. So you like life is so unpredictable. So you know, I could have another 40 years in me, and somebody else, you know, who's a lot younger, might have 40 days. Do you know? You don't know. You have to just keep in the moment, I suppose, and try and still that voice of ageism in your own head. You know
just
what I mean?
A negative voice that taps away there.
Oh yeah. You have to
I
just
have
tell
it at 40 the odd time as well, and then you go, what am I talking about?
What?
Yeah, I'll get that little voice, you know, because you're not 20 anymore.
Oh, yeah, but like,
so
when you're
20, really stops.
Would you want to be 20 again?
No, absolutely.
No. You didn't have a tits.
You spend your
it.
30s kind of mourning your 20s.
Yeah.
And then you get over that and you spend your 40s mourning your 30s. Is that how it goes?
I didn't mourn anything. In fact, I quite like being old. I quite like it.
Good.
It's like, as you say, Roman empress. I feel I've entered my what do they call us now? Queenagers. I'm a queenager.
I like that. And Pat Kinnavan says he enjoys seeing the wrinkles form in the mirror.
Oh, I love the mirror, the wrinkles.
Actors, I think you get a different.
I think wrinkles are beautiful. I'm sorry, I do. I worked with Siobhan McKenna years ago, and of course half the audience won't know who Siobhan McKenna is, but she was the uncrowned queen of Ireland. She was a great international actress and very famous. And I worked with her just towards the end of her life. And I remember watching her in her mirror, like making herself up in her mirror. And she was in her early 60s, you know, and she had this beautiful face. I mean, it had all the wrinkles, it had everything.
Yeah.
And she just looked stunning. And and far more beautiful to me at that age, and I was in my 30s at that time, than she was when she was younger. She was beautiful. And I feel that. I feel that wrinkles add something, and there's something uncompromising. We have to change the way we think about age.
But actually, I was reading the New York Times over Christmas, and apparently one of the trends for 2025 are de-Botoxing in order to get the wrinkles and the natural look back in the face.
Everybody go around looking like burst balloons now. If they take all the Botox out, they'll be all flopping around the place.
Can't be reversed for a lot of people.
No.
Come here, do you recommend the gym?
Oh, hugely. Like, I mean, this seems to be a theme. We didn't decide. We didn't decide on a theme, but there just seems to be a theme.
Stefan Fergus.
I can't recommend working out with weights and stuff highly enough, again, for people of age, but for anybody. But I'll just say just a little interesting story for me. 3 years ago, I have a problem with my left knee. I got an MRI and there was more pages in it than War and Peace. So I don't even know those meniscus tears and lateral this and bleh. Anyway, so, it wasn't looking good and I couldn't really go upstairs and I couldn't really go downstairs without limping. And I remember once my knee gave out outside Trinity College. You see, that was it. You see, it's at the Protestant set it out in for me. Now, I've just said something. Don't get all upset about that. That's just a joke from my era. Some of my best friends are Protestants.
See, I love it. That's another reason to grow old, because you can say whatever you want.
Well, we'll see. But anyway, I literally couldn't walk. I was going down to bazaars and I literally couldn't walk. And right. Anyway,
long there are loads of people, by the way, like this, who just ignore that twiggling pain and go, oh, it's just my age.
This wasn't twiggling pain. This was like serious leg will not bend. Anyway, one word. Anyway, so there was all sorts of things. Go to physiotherapy. I went to that gym. I was told, don't do lunges, don't do squats, don't. It's not in the gym now. Don't do this, don't do that. And I knew that my body wanted to do that. I just knew it wanted to do that. Here I am, 2 years later, after working out in the gym regularly, and my knee is perfect. Gives a little twinge, but I'm not limping. I can run, I can walk, I can do everything. Perfect.
All from your gymming, which was obviously.
You see, people tend to think that you have to fix the joint, but you can actually fix the muscles around the joint as well. If you strengthen the muscles around the joint that's wonky, you're giving yourself strength. Now, it's not going to work for everybody. If you have a really damaged knee, you're probably looking at something like cortisone or whatever, or a replacement. Yeah. But there are so many things you can do, and particularly for older people. Again, I think gym and fitness should be key, really key.
And they're in rural areas now everywhere.
Yes, everybody. Like literally our gym is in a field, in a racing track.
It's in a shed in a field.
Yeah, but it's like... But it's
not
it's
open air.
Yeah, but it's not now like a rusty old shed. It's a very nice, beautiful insulation shed.
How is life in rural Ireland these days for you?
I love it.
Are you still living in the house you grew up in?
I am, yeah.
So you never left. You were in Dublin for a couple of years, were you, when you were...
When I was in Glenroe and as a professional actress, I like the tress. I like actress. I like being a woman. I don't like being neutralised.
Not
you know?
An actor.
No, I'm not. I'm a woman.
She's an actress.
I'm an actress.
Very good. Anyway,
sorry for the No, it's not your fault. Everybody does it. But what was I going to say? What were we talking about?
We're talking about you living in rural Ireland because you're back living where you grew up.
Yeah, no, so I never really left. I was the typical country person that went home at the weekends.
And you're an only child.
And the daddy. And I'm an only child. And my mum and dad were a bit older when I was born. So I always felt a sense of responsibility. So I didn't do the thing of going to London to see if I'd get acting work there or anything. So I stayed at home to look after them.
Do you think about that?
No. No.
No regrets?
No regrets. No, why? What's the point? I go out and hug a sheep and you have no regrets when you hug a sheep. That's the thing.
And your parents were sheep farmers?
They were farmers in general. Like back in the 50s, it was everything. It was crops. I saw threshers and all of these things. And like it sounds like, in another world, we had huge big dray horses like Clydesdales.
Yeah, yeah.
We had all of that and all of those things. And, we didn't have balers for hay. We made cocks of hay and all that kind of thing. That changed so much. Life changed so
You've
much.
You've seen so many changes that generation
hugely,
born in the
hugely.
50s.
Yeah.
And what about now?
What I mean, well, I have...
In terms of rural Ireland now,
I love rural Ireland now because, I don't know, it has changed. It has changed in the sense that, I mean, there's a lot of wild women around, which is great, which all of which I have access we go around and we're all dancing and howling at the moon and doing all that malarkey. and
they're free.
Free. Witches, yeah, basically. Yeah. And there's a lot of that. There's a lot of wild women. I don't too worry about feminism in rural Ireland. There's a lot of wild women.
That's just West Meath, though, It's just
I know Meath, too. There's a few in Meath. There's a few snuck in from Meath.
The houses are bigger, though.
Outside the pale line, inside the pale line, But and I love it. And I have my unofficial animal sanctuary and my sheep. And I still, I'm not retired from acting. I'm retired from touring. I'd love if somebody plopped a lovely grand little. I'll tell you now.
This is the wildness coming out of her.
Because I don't care anymore, you see. Yeah. But anyway, a film that I did last year, a very small film, a small part, Blink and You Miss Me, but a really great film called Pete by Paddy Baggett, written and produced and directed by him, has been selected for the Dublin International Film Festival.
In February. Yeah.
So I'm thrilled. I'm thrilled for Paddy. Andrea Irvine is the... who's like goddess of actresses. Like I've went, oh God almighty, I'm even sharing the screen with her. God bless us and save us. I've arrived. But anyway, it's a lovely film called Pete, and P-E-A-T, about Pete.
Watch out for that. Yeah, but who are you in the film?
I'm this, which was great. It was the first time I was ever asked to play somebody who wasn't a mad, crazy... Well, she's mad and crazy, but she wears nice clothes. And she sculpts... the male appendage.
That's what she does.
She does.
She's very free.
Very free, and she has a young lover. And I'm talking 3 minutes of screen time here, but there's quite a bit in it.
Look, Judi Dench won an Oscar for 8 minutes on screen.
I swear to God, yeah. Oh God, yeah. Never give up hope.
Shakespeare in love.
I'll get a nifta yet. You'd never know. I might get a nifta. Oh, wouldn't that be great?
A big cameo. It's not. It doesn't sound like something you're kind of hankering after.
No.
To be honest, no.
No.
The calendar, by the way, is about. It is proceeds the Irish Cancer Society.
Irish Cancer Society.
People in the area were probably. It hasn't affected you, cancer.
It hasn't affected. Thankfully, but our area was decimated this year. Decimated.
Really?
Yeah. We lost three in the quarter of a mile of our road. We lost three neighbours who I knew longer than my own parents because they were just icons in the area. And then in the wider area, just every 6 weeks you heard of somebody who's got a very bad diagnosis. So and then everybody in the calendar has either recovered from cancer or going through treatment or have had a brush. Now, I haven't had a brush in myself, but I have that thing of losing so many people. And my own beautiful first cousin died only 5 months ago.
That's a lovely reason behind this whole
calendar. Yeah, and everybody got really behind it, and we had Keith Harris, who's a great celebrity hairstylist who had cancer 11 years ago doing our hair, so we were delighted.
What a great job
doing makeup.
Great job on the hair.
Doing the hair and
like we've never seen you before, Mary McAvoy.
Yes.
hello@empowerment.fit, that's an email address to get the calendar, all proceeds. It's £20. hello@empowerment.fit.
You'll buy one yourself now.
I will of course. I give her the donation. Okay, we have to go, Mary McAvoy, but thanks a million for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
And safe trip back into the Mad Midlands.
Into the Mad Midlands.
With apologies to all the Protestants out there, Mary McAvoy, get out.